Jesus teaches us to pray, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. We love forgiveness when we are on the receiving end. And we hate forgiveness when we are forced or feel like we are forced to give it. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His word and receive His gifts in the name of forgiveness. Let's pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You this day for the blessings You shower down upon us. We thank You for the gift of Jesus, who has won for us the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Heavenly Father, as You have freely and graciously forgiven us, teach us, by Your power, to forgive one another. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Forgiveness in action. Amen. Hymn 606, I lay my sins on Jesus. Divine Service, Setting 3, page 184, page 184. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed in the Lord. Let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and You forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day. If you, O Lord, should mark it,
Christ, Lord of all,
Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, the author of all godliness, hear the devout prayers of your church, especially in times of persecution, and grant that what we ask in faith, we may obtain. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the 22nd Sunday after Trinity is from Micah chapter 6. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual on your insert.
Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. For the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
The epistle is from Philippians chapter 1. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all its discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel and Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Peter came up and said to Jesus, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, page 192.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated for the hymn of the day, number 611, Chief of Sinners Though I Be, number 611.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear Christian, all of your sin is forgiven. We say that every week, multiple times within the divine service. We begin with the declaration of forgiveness of sins. We eat the Lord's Supper and receive forgiveness of sins. We remember our baptism and how it brought us forgiveness of sins. You have forgiveness of all your sin. With our gospel lesson as it is this morning, it is worthwhile for us to take stock of what that means. All of your sin has been forgiven by Jesus. Every last sinful thought, action, or word that should separate you from God from all eternity, Jesus has shed his blood for. You had piled up a pretty tremendous debt before God with your sinful actions, more than you could ever pay. And so Christ paid it off for you in full, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, innocent suffering and death, so that you could be his own precious child, with the promise that one day you'll live with him in his kingdom. All your sin paid for. Do you realize how huge that is? Hell was turned into heaven, death into life. Separation from God, no more. Instead, you're adopted into his family. An insurmountable debt paid by Jesus. Praise God. And now what? Now what for you? How do you behave as a result of this great and glorious gift of forgiveness from God? Well, you forgive others. When your brother sins against you, you forgive. When your child leaves a Lego on the stairs and you discover it barefoot in the middle of the night, you forgive your child. When your spouse sins against you, asks you to forgive, you forgive. Whatever the sin committed against you is, you forgive it no matter what. No matter how bad you think it is. No matter how bad you're hurt. After all, your sin, which was bad, which hurt God, and hurt others, Jesus has forgiven. Well then, how much must we forgive? Should we forgive the first offense? The second offense? Maybe even the third time? St. Peter asks Jesus in our gospel lesson, what about seven times? That's a nice round number. Jesus even replies, 7 times 70 times. Does that mean the 491st offense? Well, now you're in for it. Well, how much has God forgiven you? Has He forgiven you more than 490 times? Of course He has. To drive this point home, Jesus tells us a parable about a wealthy king who is owed an unpayable debt. 10,000 talents of silver. A talent is 73 pounds. I looked it up on Friday. Friday's silver price was $17 per ounce, which means this man owed $170 million to the king. $170 million. Could you pay that back? What would your monthly mortgage payment for that be? How about the interest alone? So the slave who owes this amount falls on his face. He begs for mercy. He begs compassion. And the king is eager to give forgiveness. He forgives the debt free and clear, no more owed. It's a great, tremendous gift, completely from the mercy of the king. It is mercy, isn't it? Don't think that the king benefits from this forgiveness. Don't you think it would have been better for the king to have $170 million sitting in his bank account? He could hire 2,500 Pastor Molines and Pastor Poppies for that amount. If he put it in a savings account and collected the interest, it would be $11 million a year. He's not gaining in his forgiveness. It's a complete action of mercy. The king's cost for this forgiven debt is bigger than any one slave could ever pay him back. It is a tremendous gift. So now what? How should this servant live, having been forgiven? Not the way that he actually does live. This servant, having been forgiven $170 million, an unpayable debt, when he goes forth in his life, runs into someone who owes him and is unable to show the same mercy. He's unable to show the same compassion, unable to forgive. Well, what's he owed? A few denarii. Maybe $350. He's been forgiven $170 million, but cannot forgive $350. And what's more, he grabs the one who owes him by the neck, as pictured on the front of your bulletin cover, and chokes him. Sends him to the debtor's prison, demanding that he pay every last cent. The measure that's been extended to him, he does not extend to others. Do you see the problem? A man who's been given everything, given back his life, his welfare, his family, can't do the same for another. And how does the master act upon hearing this? He takes the first sinner, debtor, and throws him into prison until all 170 million are repaid. And that's the end of the parable, to which Jesus adds his own word, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Those are hard words. Do you remember how we began this sermon? Taking stock of what God has done for us, how He's forgiven us, what sins have been wiped away, cleansed from before God's presence for you. How much has God forgiven you, dear Christian? All of your sin, thought, word, and deed, God has forgiven in Jesus. Taken them away from you as far as the east is from the west. Every spot was upon your soul, washed away by the blood of Jesus, shed willingly from a cross. The Son of God even prayed for you, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." You are forgiven. All your sin. And with our parable, Jesus now asks, how then do you behave? You forgive others also. Completely, totally. No matter what the offense, no matter how many times sinned against, no matter when or how or where or why someone sins against you, you forgive because you've been forgiven. That's what Christians do. It's not easy. It's not simple. It's not pain-free. You see, on this side of heaven, we still have our old sinful nature within us, fighting and struggling against our Christian nature. That old sinful nature does not want to forgive. That old sinful nature wants to hang on to the sins that have been committed against us, to remember them, to bring them back at the right time so that it might benefit us. To say, "Do you remember when you?" Our old sinful nature wants to forgive on our terms, when penance has been paid, when the other has done something good to outweigh the bad. Our old sinful nature says, "That person's sinned too grievously against me. I could never forgive." The old sinful nature says, "That hurt too much. I'm scarred for life." Old sinful nature says, "That wasn't a big sin. Don't sweat it. God's got bigger fish to fry. Our old sinful nature says, it's too shameful. Don't think about it anymore. Dear Christian, your sins are forgiven. And Christians forgive as they have been forgiven. Failing to forgive someone else is sin. It breaks the second commandment because it's misapplying God's name. It's using it the wrong way. Using God's name rightly means applying the sacrifice of Jesus properly over every sin, as Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." When you, dear Christian, fail to forgive, it's only Jesus' blood that covers that sin. You are forgiven 100%. Your sin is washed away by the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. You are forgiven all your sin. And that same word that's true for you is true for your neighbor. When they sin against you, they're forgiven. Dear Christians, Christ has died for all. Once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous. All sin is forgiven by the Lord. The small sins, the big sins, the medium sins. Your sins are forgiven. Your neighbor's sins are forgiven. And in our gospel lesson for today, our Lord begs us to realize this truth, to live accordingly, to act like when Jesus says their sins are forgiven, that's real. It's true. Jesus is begging you to use his name properly. I forgive you for Christ's sake. I forgive you because I have been forgiven. Forgiven enough have room to spare to forgive you. It's hard. It's difficult. Times will fail and need to return again to the forgiveness that Jesus gives to us. It is hard to forgive sins. That's why we pray it so often in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Your sin is forgiven. Your neighbor's sin is forgiven. How much should you forgive? Every chance possible. Every sin was paid for. Live like that's true. Be eager to forgive your neighbor. Be glad to be forgiven yourself. And in the forgiveness, seek not to break God's word any longer. Live in the forgiveness that Jesus gives. And extend that forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we continue our service by singing together the offertory. Please stand.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of forgiveness, full and free, would overflow into every aspect of your life. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, bless us, bless this congregation, Bless our members. Bless all who are worshiping here today. That we would love one another, bear one another's burdens, and be quick to forgive one another, so that all grudges and bitternesses would be removed from among us, your holy people. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, be with all those who have been baptized into Christ. Fill us with the fruit of your righteousness, that we would do justice, love kindness, walk humbly, and love more and more. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless us, O Father, that we would be good stewards of your creation. Help us to recognize that all we have is a gift from you, and that with thankful hearts, we would support our congregation, support those in need, and be a blessing in the same way that you have blessed us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, be with our country during these difficult days. Bless our governing authorities that they would lead according to God's will, so that the people of this land may lead peaceful and quiet lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be with all those who are sick or suffering in any way, and for all who have requested our prayers. Especially we lay before you Phyllis, Maureen, Matt, Jack, Norma, John, Sharon, Deb, Barb, Jerry, Karen, and all those that we remember in our hearts, that they would be relieved of their afflictions according to your holy and gracious will, and be strengthened to endure. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be with all those who come at your gracious invitation to receive the very body and blood of Jesus this day. Bless us that we would have truly repentant hearts and sincere faith in these words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, be with all those who are mourning the loss of loved ones this day, for the family of Ralph Harper, for the family of Sherry Burton, for the family of Roy Cruz, for the family of Charles Reimnitz, and all those who are in mourning this day. Bless them that their comfort would be in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings upon all those who serve and protect. Bless police, firefighters, paramedics, and especially the armed forces of our nation. Guide them, bless them, give them strength and courage. We ask your special blessings for Craig, Ron, Leo, Kylan, Paris. Heavenly Father, remind them that they are never alone and that you are with them always. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Service of the Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
holy, holy, holy Lord God of
kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, O Lord,
O Christ, O Lord,
Thank you.
our Lord and Savior Jesus strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199.
Lord, how blessed thy servant departed in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn, 921. On what has now been sown.
Thank you.
Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. On what has now been sown, the Lord has sown the forgiveness of sins. And now we get to sit back and watch the harvest be reaped as forgiveness flows freely among us and throughout the world. Thanks be to God. Kids know the routine. Go get some goodies. We'll be back in here for our Sunday school opening in about 5 to 7 minutes or so. You're all invited for goodies in the fellowship hall. Two opportunities for Bible study today. Continue our look at Romans chapter 5 in the fellowship hall. What are we studying today in summary of Christian doctrine?
Original sin.
Original sin. All right. Very good. Room 109. That's one of the reasons why we need forgiveness, right?
That's right.
That's exactly right. On Thursday this week, we have our dinner for our older members of the congregation, our Thanksgiving dinner. The sign-up sheets are out there. This is your last opportunity to sign up to help with that. I'm assuming that we have no lifelight this week then because of that. Okay, so things will be just a little bit different with our schedule, but this is a really big, really great activity, and so if you can help in any way, shape, or form, that'd be a good and God-pleasing thing. Also, we'll have Thanksgiving worship the following week, Wednesday night like always, and then also Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Those details are in the news and notes. Today is LWML Sunday here at Good Shepherd. We'll install our officers at the 10:30 service. You'll see some different banners, brochures, those kind of things floating around. Check out the stuff that's in the news and notes, and we pray God's blessings upon them as they are a faithful auxiliary in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor? Vicar? Tell everybody what you did yesterday.
Go Big Red.
Yes. You know, one of the benefits about not winning many games is tickets are a little easier to get. So Vicar and Kelly went yesterday, and for a couple of New Yorkers to get an opportunity to witness the Big Red Mania, it was pretty good and pretty special. So thanks for that neat opportunity as well. Have a great day forgiving one another as Christ has forgiven you. Amen.